This is Passport to Texas. Less than 1% of the original 20 million acres of Texas tall grass prairies remain. But restoration efforts are ongoing, and even small pockets of prairie have value.
Our vision for this prairie is that eventually we get back to what it was 250 years ago, which would have been 6 to 9 foot tall grasses mixed with forbs and other wildflowers.
Carolyn Klein teaches science at Westside High in Houston, along with her colleague Lawrence Spence. The land that sustains this pocket prairie was originally destined to be a school parking lot.
Having a prairie here on campus enables us to bring students out during the school day. We don't have to rent a bus. We can just walk them outside, and we have access to wild spaces.
In a segment airing this month on the Texas Parks and Wildlife TV series, you'll meet Westside educators, students, and the prairie. Counselor Jaime Gonzalez is also on the show.
I'm trying to fix a broken relationship between people and nature. I think we're working in a hybrid world. Technology's cool, but that nature, which is very ancient and a part of us, I think needs to be a part of our lives too, because it keeps us grounded and healthy.
These plant communities sustain pollinators and other wildlife. The Pocket Prairie segment airs on the Texas Parks and Wildlife TV series on PBS the week of December 18th. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our show. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.